Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Okay. I'm actually the unit trainer.
Oh, good.
We're back out here at Panther Pavilion. I'm talking to Coach Dell Leonard, Tracy Strain here. It's been a while, Coach, but how are you doing?
Doing well. It's always, obviously, always doing great after you win.
It's a big win for the Lady Bombers. I'm going to talk to you about a few of your players. I'm going to tell you something. You got a talented sophomore bunch.
Well,
they're still young, yeah. But they're talented.
Yeah, and, you know, that's why we play, you know, these games, this non-conference schedule, this tough non-conference schedule early, to kind of throw them in the fire. And we do. We have a great sophomore class. We have three great classes. I mean, our kids are just top shelf. I mean, they're top-notch kids. And, you know, they don't always do everything the way we want them to do them, but they work hard and they try to do them right. And they're good kids, and I enjoy coaching them.
A lot of people don't know, Dell Leonard and I'm not going to say go way back, but I'm going to say I was in the Army, and I always kept up with Bomber sports, whether it was football or basketball. I always shot text messages to him and the coach and staff, wishing them well, great wins. It's a tradition. It is, I mean, I'm honored to graduate from Mountain Home. It's Bomber pride.
Well,
and that's what it boils down to.
I remember when you come in on leave and you come see Coach Wood, and that's how I met you through Coach Wood. And I remember you giving us both the commemorative bat from your unit. And I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate you saying those things. And I'm glad you got to call this game.
So, and it was an honor to, I would say, finally get to call a game.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Invitational Tournament. Let me tell you something. I'm looking at this girls' bracket. You got some good teams coming in, not only from the girls' side, but also from the boys' side as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that tournament?
Yeah, I can mainly speak on the girls' side. I just, you know, Hermitage is, we're going to open up with Hermitage, and we saw them at Little Rock this summer, and very talented. Leah McIntyre is their coach, and they're very, very athletic and have a good basketball team. You can go back and look at their schedule, and they've only lost one game so far this year, so they're rolling along, playing well. We'll have our hands full with them. Of course, Watson Chapel, got a Mountain Home girl there, and Leslie Marler, who is now Leslie Henderson. A lot of people remember her as Leslie Bird, but Leslie Henderson, who just has built a powerhouse at Chapel, and they actually have been in the last four 5A state championship games, and she's actually won 5 state titles. Wonderview, speaking of state titles, you know, they have that grudge match going with Norfolk, and we had an opening, and they called one in, and they have a new coach this year, but they're rolling along really well, and I think they only have maybe one loss. Farmington is undefeated. A lot of people have them picked to win 4A this year. Coach Brad Johnson does a great job, and I know they have everybody back. They're small, they're guard-oriented. I can't go through here and say who's the favorite. I mean, it's really tough. Norfolk is, Coach Lehman does a great job, and he's got that train rolling over there, and they've got good players. Norfolk has three really good guards. They got two forward/post players, and when I talked to Josh the other day, he said they were starting to figure things out. And, that's scary, you know. And the thing about Norfolk and Highland and Hermitage and Wonderview, they're going to have a lot more games under their belt coming in. And, you know, I can speak just on our behalf and tell you that about 15, 20 games in the year is when you start to figure it out. And, for us going into this tournament, you know, we're only around number 9 or 10. And so you're still trying to figure some things out. So Norfolk will be peaking by the time they come in, and they played so well last year. Farragut, Coach Jay Cook, you know, he's got a senior-oriented team, and I feel like he's one of the better coaches around, and they're big. They've got guards with experience. Highland, Coach, another former Lady Bomber, Coach in Highland, and Carrie Satterfield, Carrie Ulf now. And there's a lot of kind of Lady Bomber tradition in this tournament, and a lot of people that, of course, those girls want to come back. And but Carrie's got a good team this year, and I think they only have one last loss. If you combine the records of the teams that are on just the girls' side, I think we only come up with maybe three or four losses.
It's going to be an outstanding tournament, folks. And if I'm telling you, it's been a great tournament every year. Every year it's been a great tournament. You want to come out. You want to see some great basketball. I actually graduated with Carrie. Carrie and I played high school basketball together. We had a great time together. So, you know, not only do I root a little bit for the Lady Bombers, you know, I got to root for my classmate as well, Carrie at Highland, doing a great job at Highland. So,
you know, and I hear the same thing from people that went to school with Leslie. And, you know, it's a – you're right. I mean, there were times last year, Tracy, where there wasn't an empty seat in the house. It was packed, and it's a great tournament. And, you know, I'm glad that these people want to come to Mountain Home. And I think when you talk about how far some of these teams are coming, and it's not easy, and all of them have tournaments probably around them that they go to where they wouldn't have as much travel. But our booster club and our tournament committee – do such a great job to make it a draw and make people want to come here, and they work really, really hard. We're fortunate because we get three home games, and, you know, if you cut me, I'm going to bleed blue, and, you know, it's about a great opportunity for the Lady Bombers.
Yes, it is, and I plan on coming down and watching some of those games.
Great,
so.
Great.
Well, it was great catching up with you and great seeing you.
Great to see you.
And we look forward to hopefully getting that win over BB. You know, I pick on Shane a little bit over here, who's co-broadcasting with me. I told him, I said, you got to be neutral during that game.
Well, I wouldn't blame him if he's not, because it's probably just natural. But I can tell you, BB being in our conference, I've got so much respect for them and for Coach Richie. They're well coached. They play hard. They're a lot like us. I mean, I think a lot of the things they pride themselves in, we pride ourselves in. But, you know, it's I like our team, and we're going to go out there and do the best we can.
Yeah. Well, that's it for you, folks, here. Once again, thank you, Coach Del Leonard. It's an honor to talk to you and catch up with you. We're going to take a short break, be back with our second half. Mountain Home's going to have to do something big. It's PA 29, Mountain Home 14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!